I'm here.
Yes, you are. Okay. We got Greg and somebody else in, Chris. Will. Okay. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for an awesome time tonight. I know we're going to have one because you're in charge. Lord, please accept our praises to you. Even though it's recorded, we're all singing along with it. We're going to try to get the lyrics with it, sing along with it behind our muted microphone, but you can hear us. And we just ask that it be a sweet smell in your nostrils, Lord. We thank you, Father, that tonight's going to be an awesome night. And we praise you and glorify you for all that's accomplished tonight in this room and in everybody. And we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Anybody got any prayer requests?
Yeah, Michael, can we pray? He keeps scratching his ears a lot every night, trying to dig into him really hard. So let's just, can you pray, come into agreement?
Yes, sir. Yep. Okay, Lord, we lift up Asher to you. Lord, he's not under the curse. He's under the blood. And we command this itching or whatever it is that's irritating his ear to cease right now in the name of Jesus. And we command complete healing in Asher, that his ear will not bother him anymore in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that Asher is completely healed, delivered, and set free from any wiles of the devil. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. That's amen. A done deal. All right, let me let Barbara and Andrew in. Okay, anybody else with a prayer request? Yeah, Missy.
We're leaving early tomorrow afternoon to go see my family. And I just talked to my mom and asked her, you know, what she's comfortable with as far as with this whole coronavirus thing, what her and dad are comfortable with. So what we came up with, she said about meeting at a park, you know, all of us meeting at a park. And, you know, she would want a social distance. And I let her know, I said, I don't think anybody else is going to have a problem with it. I said, just letting you know. I said, that's all right if that's what you want to do, you know. But, you know, just letting her know. And so we'll probably get some pizza or whatever and take to a park that has picnic tables or whatever. And
how are you going to do that with a pizza? You can't keep, if you separate the pizza 6 foot from the pizza, you see what I'm saying?
No, well, now wait a minute. My mom and dad probably will take something of their own to eat. I don't think the rest of us are, because the way my boy, you know, Kurt and Brooke's been telling me, you know, I don't think Matt and Megan are there either. So, but anyway,
I was just messing with you, Missy.
I know. Okay. But anyway, so, so Father, I just ask you to bless our time together this weekend, with visiting and all. And, I pray that we have a good time, when we meet with, mom and dad at the park. And, I pray that we be able to do something, see them not just one time while we're there, Lord, and we work something out, Lord, whatever that would be. And so, Father, I just ask you for a blessed time and help me be weak to the weak and set a watch before my mouth, Lord, and that we would just have a blessed time, Lord, and that everything would just go well, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, I just ask that you place it in Missy's mother to ask Missy about faith. What is faith? How come, you know, just, Lord, I just ask you put it in her, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And now you can't Amen. Teach, but you can give her experiences.
Now, wait a minute. It was my understanding that sisters can teach sisters. You just can't teach brothers. You can't teach in a group is what how I've come to understand it. But anyway, you can do it one-on-one, but
okay.
Anyway.
We'll go through that one time. All right, next. Next. Anybody else got a prayer request? I have to give Missy a hard time because she gives me a hard time. Go ahead, Debbie.
I have a friend. We have a friend. We prayed for her before. She's in the hospital again with a severe colon blockage. And she's getting better, but she's still in it. She can eat soft foods. They even took liquids away from her right now for all day today. So anyway, she asked for prayer, and she's real up and wanting to try the trust in the Lord, and she's been sharing with people about the Lord in the hospital. That's nice. But and then she asked that also we pray for friends of hers who has lost a daughter drowned. She went missing like 2 weeks ago, and or maybe they knew that she drowned, but they couldn't find her for 2 weeks. And they're almost ready to call off the search, but a couple policemen got in a kayak and went and found her behind branches, kind of under a bank in the river. Mm-hmm. So I told we pray for the, she asked us to pray for the parents and the family, and we would. So.
Okay.
So God, I just lift up Darla, Lord. I just thank you that she's in your hands, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that for that, we thank you for that healing that we're asking for her, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, that you put faith in her to believe her healing, Lord. Lord, to believe what you've done at the cross for her, God. Share that with her, and I just pray that you would just open her eyes to see and her ears to hear this truth, Lord. And she agrees with it, but she doesn't live it, really. She doesn't believe it. But I ask you to just do that for her, Lord, and just touch her mightily. Bring glory to your name through her healing, Lord. And pray, Lord, that you would just comfort this family that has lost this child who was actually autistic. And, Lord, we just pray for this situation, that you would just comfort the whole family, Lord. And even somehow bring the mother and father together again through this, Lord. And rekindle their relationship in you that she said she thought they used to have. And so do a mighty work in this family, God, and use the situation, turn it for good, Lord, and just bring comfort to their hearts and help them to turn to you and want your comfort, to seek you for it, Lord. Thank you, Father, for being in this situation and making good of it somehow in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that good will come out of this in Jesus' name. That'll bring people closer in that family to you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Okay, let's see. I thought I saw Greg's hand up. Hey, where'd he go? Okay. All right, anyone else? Can y'all hear me okay? Hey, Julie. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to lift the people of Minneapolis up in prayer after we found out, you know, what happened the other, not so much this morning, but last night, you know, with the situation between the cops and the gentleman. And, you know, I just want to lift them up that, Lord, use it for your glory alone, but healing would begin, you know, with the racial divide in this country, you know, with his elect. You know, I mean, I don't think it's so much going to happen with those who aren't of his elect, but with his elect, that those who are divided amongst others, you know, that God would begin healing in their hearts. So I agree with me here, everybody. Father, we just thank you for just this time in our nation. You know, not just our world, but our nation most of all here in America. You know, you are begun to get people's attention, first your church and then the world. And we just pray for the great unrest there in Minneapolis with the riots, the looting, the destruction, you know, of many, many properties there. You know, just you know exactly what happened, Lord. You know exactly what's going on there. So we just ask, Lord, for begin a great, great healing in the hearts and the lives of those who were affected deeply by this tragedy. But Lord, I pray that nationally, amongst your elect, that there would begin to be a healing and a unity among those who just are so divided, who have allowed the enemy to come in and divide them amongst others over the color of their own skin. Lord, the enemy has had total freedom to come in this nation over the years and just divide people, you know, cause people to look on the outside, you know, not on the inside. So Lord, we ask through this time, we come against the enemy most of all that would try to spread this in any other cities in the nation. We just cancel their assignment. We bind up every spirit of just civil unrest, spirits of anarchy, every spirit that would just cause another city to be infested with rioting and looting. We just, you know, Lord, if that's your will, but if it's your will that these things happen, Lord, would you have mercy on your elect? You know, would you protect your elect in this time? You know, call forth angels just to surround your elect wherever they may be, you know, most of all in Minneapolis, that no further harm would be done to them. But if it is your will that it, you know, it happens in other cities, that you would protect your own, Lord, those who are yet to be in the kingdom and those who are in the kingdom. And we thank you, Lord, for the work you're going to do. You know, we thank you for you will go, you know, whatever distance it takes to reach people for your glory alone. So we thank you for what you're doing here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, anybody else?
I didn't quite catch everything that Joe was saying, but I did catch a snippet on the news that there's even protests about this that happened in Minneapolis and Los Angeles. So just in case you didn't know, I don't know if it's anywhere else, but I agree, in the name of Jesus, we forbid this. We just cast this all down, these spirits of anarchy and spirits of rioting and discourse and anarchy and all that, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, anyone else? Yeah, that was a bad thing up there. I think they're going to place murder on that policeman for doing that. I don't know what step, but it's going to be murder. And the guy that was with him also as an accomplice. Okay, anyone else? Okay, just for starters, we wanted to talk about free will. Joe asked if we could speak about free will tonight. There is a wonderful teaching that David has on that very subject in Predestined, Called, and Elect book. That's David's book, Predestined, Called, and Elect. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to let y'all look at that over the weekend. Take a look at it and get yourself familiar with the scriptures and how David lined them all up and all that. And then we'll talk about it Tuesday night, if that's all right with everybody. And also, we had something else. revival songs. Will wanted to know about revival songs that we're talking about in the first, you know, in the present tense. Yeah, Missy.
What specific chapter is it in Predestined called an elect, or is it a specific chapter that talks
start
about?
Start out with page one and just read till you get sick of it, or you get it in your spirit. I'll just put it that way, because it starts on page one. It's the first chapter.
It's okay.
It is. It's in the first chapter.
I've read it before, but it's been a while.
Yeah, it's an awesome book. It's an awesome book. I've been reading it all day. And I started just come on and act like I knew something, you know. But I said, no, I'm going to give everybody a chance to hone up on it before we do this. So it's Predestined, Called, and Elect. You can get the book in PDF form on the website, or you can order it from Lulu, or you can borrow Missy's book. Or Joe's book. You don't have one? Well, you can order from Lulu. It won't take long. Yeah, Lulu has 15% off right now. I remember. I saw that. What's the code, Julie, just in case somebody doesn't get that ad? Okay, you look it up. If you order from Lulu, you get 15% off if you use the code. But this is the book. It's not a big book. It's a good book, though. I hadn't found any bad ones yet, but this is a real good book. And if I did, I wouldn't tell you. Yeah, Paula?
It links with me, Michael, with the most recent broadcast where you talked about demons. And where people tend to, they want to blame the demons for doing sin. And they're saying that they don't have the ability to, you know, to make the right choices. And I thought about how that links with the free will thing, because it's just something, it's actually a topic that we've discussed for many years. Because we know a lot of people, you know, that's been in bondage for many years, and we always struggle a bit with that, you know, when can someone be held accountable, you know, and these people have a lot of light, and at what point, you know, can they be held accountable, and at what point can you say, well, they're in so much bondage that they cannot make the right choice. So for me, that was just interesting. That for me, I think it intersects, you know, that those two topics.
It goes. I think David covers a little of that in this book, actually. So that'd be something we can look at. I'm gonna try to read the whole thing this weekend, and maybe y'all can too, and we can all come to some kind of conclusion here on that. Yeah, that's a good subject too. Yeah, devil made me do it, Will said. Y'all remember Flip Wilson? Yeah, devil made me do it. All right. Yeah, Dave, did you have your hand up? Or was you throwing rocks?
Yeah, I didn't have a rock. I was thinking if we wanted to also, we could probably even read the book together as a group a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. That'd be fine.
I mean, that way we could discuss some of that stuff too. There's gonna be a lot of things in that book that's gonna be interesting, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah. There is.
Anybody's into that, huh?
Does everybody wanna do that? Is that okay? Maybe the first chapter and we see how we get, and then we'll decide.
Yeah.
That we're still looking at God's vaccine, you know.
Yeah.
We could get 3 or 4 books going, I guess, but, you know.
That's me anyways.
Yeah. Amen. We'll see. We'll see what it does. We can actually read about the free will stuff, and that's a good idea. We can do that. Because I can't explain it any better than David. I mean, you know, he's so simple. I don't go telling David I called him simple now. I'm just saying that it makes it, you can listen real easy to David. And that's what I meant by simple. I didn't mean he's simple minded. I didn't say that. I need to stop this recording for a minute. All right. Anybody else? Yes, he makes it simple. Thank you, Julie. All right. Anybody got it? Listen, I haven't, I've only gotten a couple of songs from y'all, so we'll do two songs. And then we'll go home. Set a watch, Michael. Okay, really. That's the truth I need. The Lord set a watch in my mouth. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Y'all ready to listen to some praise? Okay, Missy, I deleted yours, so I need it again. Just text it to me if you sent me one. All right, let me get going here.
My debt is paid. will be clear for all the world to see.
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever.
Leon Lunsford. Come in, Leon. Wake up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I've made you co-host. If somebody tries to get in down at the participants, can you let them in? Because I'm not watching that. I've been a couple of people had to wait to get in.
I don't know how to let them in.
Well, you see where it says participants at the bottom?
Right.
You click on that, and you'll see them up there. It says admit. Just click on admit.
Okay.
Okay?
Can do.
All right. Thank you. All right. Sorry about that. I had somebody out there waiting, and I wasn't realizing it because I was busy doing something else. Okay.
Sing forever, bowing before.
Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light on earth. In history, you lived and died. You broke the chains. You rose to life. You are the hope living in us. You are the rock in whom we trust. You are the light shining for all the world to see. You rose from the dead, conquering fear. Our Prince of Peace, drawing us near. Jesus, our hope, living for all who will receive. Lord, we believe. Comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven.
Oh, you rose from the dead. come on and sing.
Thank you for the price.
Yes, Lord. our hands together and worship the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. 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 Hallelujah. They shout at football games. They shout at basketball games. They shout at concerts. But we shout in the house of the Lord today.
My soul must sing.
Okay, I think Missy's got one she wants to sing. Somebody's waiting out there, Leon. Okay.
Well, this is a peppy one compared to after that one. But anyway. Okay. Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line, with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Now the moral of the story is, everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, who do you think you are? 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. And I know.
Hey, man. Boy, you sang that like you like it. That was good.
I love that song.
Okay. Praise God. All right. Anybody else want to sing one? Andrew, you want to sing one?
I'll sing one.
Go ahead, brother. I know you can sing. I heard a little bit of it one night.
I don't know the title of this song, so I just wrote it down. I've got it as my songs that I sing. It perks me up. Here at the altar where I run to rest, where I wait resurrection and the touch of your breath, I die now daily because I learn to live in the grace that belongs to all who are born again. I am cleansed, I am washed, I am sanctified, I am Holy Ghost filled and water baptized. I am right with my God for all time, 'cause Jesus, my Savior's alive. Here at the table where the children are fed, we are filled with the mercy of the Lamb and the bread. I feast now daily because I learn to live in the grace that belongs to all who are born again. I am cleansed, I am washed, I am sanctified, I am Holy Ghost filled and water baptized. I am right with my God for all time, 'cause Jesus, my Savior's alive. Glory, glory, this is what is called glory. Glory, glory, this is what is called glory.
There's just some high notes in there.
Amen. That was good, Andrew. Now you got to go into washed by the blood, and then after that you got to go into enemy's camp. That was good.
I had to copy that out. You know how many times I had to press pause?
Okay, that was good. Thank you. Okay. All right, Julie, did you want to sing one? Julie Tighe.
Heard you. I have not been practicing my vocal cords, so I don't think that would come out very well.
Okay. All right.
I'll pass.
That's all right.
I sent you a song, though, you could play.
Okay.
It's another one by People and Songs.
All right. Let me see if I can do this. What's the name of it?
Echo. E-C-H-O. Echo, People and Songs.
I guess I need to share it, don't I?
Now there's freedom in your name. He gave up. praise rising up throughout the earth, saints of God, a pure and spotless bride, clothed in white, full of faith, head lifted high.
That's a powerful song. Whew. Anybody got anything they'd like to sing or comment on?
I think Dave posted something on the blog or on the chat.
Okay. Covenant by Bethany Bernard. All right, we'll play that, and then I got something I want to share with you. Did I share it?
Oh, the covenant that we are living in. It's more than rings on hands. It's a yes to the unknown. And in seasons of drought, or when famine comes around, we go to the storehouse, to the one who is always faithful. Staring us down, is it till death do us part, or till a change of heart? Feelings go so far, but where are we when they're gone? We are
reflect the greatest star.
That was a good song. That was Shane Bernard. Is that his wife? Of Shane and Shane?
Logan? Had the same last name. Must have been.
Huh?
That was her last name, was Bernard.
Yeah. Must be.
Together more often, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. She's good. Where'd Dave go? Oh, there you are. Okay. Amen. Yeah. That was his wife, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know. I don't know if Missy turned that on to me or somebody did, but I just, they are a fantastic couple to hear.
Yeah.
But I don't think they got many videos out. That's the only one I see they got. So.
Yeah. Well, he's from that group Shane and Shane, you know.
Yeah, it was him.
Yeah. Shane Bernard. Okay, I wanted to, this, I was reading this earlier in Predestined, Called, and Elect. I want to show you something here that David is showing us. In John 10:27, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand." David says, you probably recognize that verse. It's the verse that the once saved, always saved crowd uses to justify their doctrine. But Jesus is talking about his sheep. No one shall snatch them out of my hand, and no one can snatch them out of his hand. These are the sheep, listen to me now, these are the sheep who hear his voice and follow him. These are the elect. They are the chosen of God. It's not possible for them to be snatched out of his hands because they hear and they follow. James 1:18, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures by his will, not our will. He brought us forth by the word of truth. His method is to give you the gift of ears to hear the word of truth. Deuteronomy 29:4, Matthew 13:15, Romans 11:8, and on and on. In the latter days of Israel, having ears to hear is what separated those Israelites who were going into the New Testament from those who would not. And in these latter days of the Gentile church, having ears to hear is once again separating between those who are going to go on with God and those who do not belong to God. Those who are not part of the elect are going to be drawn aside. In other words, we got people out there now that you can tell them the word of God and what it says. They can't hear it. They're not hearing the word of God. They're not hearing the Lord speak to them. They don't have ears to hear. You can speak to, you can read out of the Bible all day long, and they can't understand what you're saying. And that's so true. I've noticed it in the mainline denominational churches, and a lot of people in there that won't listen to what the word says. Well, that's just your interpretation. Well, no, that's what God said. I didn't say nothing about the interpretation. But anyway, that's just some of what we can look forward to next week. That's some good stuff in that particular chapter. Anybody got any comments or questions? Or?
Praise the Lord.
Well, all right. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Look at Leon. Leon. Somebody was in the room a while ago and you missed them. They went back out. They was trying to get in. I'm going to fire you.
You sure I didn't let them in?
No, you didn't lead them in. Let them in. Well, I don't know. Did you?
Yeah.
Just a few minutes ago?
Yeah, it was Watson.
Was it game? Gabe,
Dr. Watson.
Of Sherlock Holmes fame.
Yeah.
Mr. Watson. All right.
I looked up that up to see if that was Shane Bernard's wife, and it is.
Okay.
It says she started releasing music on her own in that name. Her name is actually, I guess her singing name is Bethany Dillon, because she wasn't born Bethany Dillon. I forget what it said, but she started releasing music with her married name, I guess, or with the name Bernard, same as her husband.
Oh, so. That was Bethany Dillon, it used to be?
It said that her, I think she's released music before, apparently.
I know the name Bethany Dillon, but I didn't know that was Bethany Bernard.
Yeah.
Okay.
It says she was born Bethany Joy Adelsberger.
I change it too.
But it must be her, you know, career name, I guess you could say, Bethany Dillon, but she's just recently started releasing music as Bethany Bernard.
She's got a good voice. Mm-hmm. Okay, anybody? Yeah, Lakeisha, you all sing us a song?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Can you tell me real quick how this piano sounds? If it sounds too far away or not close enough? Can you hear that okay?
Yeah, we can hear it.
I'm trying to keep it low so you could hear the lyrics better. It's called A Beautiful Exchange. Could make us away. and the beautiful exchange. Holy are you, God. Holy is your name. Everything I've got, my heart will sing how I love you. Holy are you, God. Holy is your name. Everything I've got, my heart will sing how I love you. Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what, y'all, that's Lakeisha. She's one of our singers here, and that just doesn't do her justice. She has a YouTube channel. You ought to go in there and listen to her. What's the name of that YouTube channel, Lakeisha, where she's got all her songs on?
Chantrell Davis. I think it's on the site.
Chantrell Davis?
Yeah.
Okay. Chantrell Davis, yeah. Type that in YouTube and it'll bring up her purse and you can listen to her a whole lot better than what this doesn't do her justice. She does a real good job. We got a bunch of good singers.
Could you hear the lyrics okay?
Somewhat.
Yeah, I'll have to work on that. That was a good song, but okay.
Yeah, it's just the audio is not that great on these things.
Okay.
That's all right. It sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else want to sing a song?
I've got one I'll share.
Okay, good.
Okay. It's one I got a long time ago. I don't know how many years ago it was. First time singing for anybody, it's my debut. it's called, I don't even know what it's called. You Broke My Chains. I think so. okay. You broke my chains, set me free. Now I'm alive to worship you. You set my feet on the rock. Now I can praise you and I can't stop. Oh, you broke my chains, set me free. Now I'm alive to worship you. You set my feet on the rock. Now I can praise you and I can't stop. Praise you and I can't stop. Oh, no. Boom, 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 boom. You set my feet a-dancing. Yeah, you got my hands lifted high in the air, waging war. You set my feet a-dancing. Whoa, you got my hands lifted high in the air, waging war. High in the air, waging war. Oh, yeah. You broke my chains, set me free. Now I'm alive to worship you. You set my feet on the rock. Now I can praise you and I can't stop. Oh, you broke my chains, set me free. Now I'm alive to worship you. You set my feet on the rock. Now I can praise you and I can't stop. Praise you and I can't stop. Oh, no. Bum, 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 bum. You set my feet a-dancing. Yeah, you got my hands lifted high in the air, waging war. You set my feet a-dancing. Whoa, you got my hands lifted high in the air, waging war. I feel my faith advancing. Yeah, I hear the sound of the enemy running out the door. I feel my faith advancing. Yeah, I hear the sound of the enemy running out the door. He's running out the door. He ain't coming back no more. No, we ain't coming back no more.
Man, Danny, you need to get the mic and go, shikaboom, shikaboom, shikaboom. You know, you got to do that kind of thing, man. You got to learn how to rap, brother. That was good. I like that. I like that, baby. That's the fastest one I ever heard you sing. Yeah, come on, Danny. You got to get the beat, brother. Amen. All right. Judy, did you have a song you wanted to sing? No? Okay. All right, Judy. How about you, Paula? No.
Michael, do you have a song you'd like to sing?
I got one I'd like to play, but I ain't going to sing nothing. I want y'all to come back next week. My goodness. No, I'm not much of a singer. I can sing along when nobody's listening. You know what I mean? Well, all right, we just about run out of time here, hadn't we? It's been a good night. I tell you what, Joe Britt, would you lead us in prayer to get us out of here tonight? Do you mind doing that?
I'll do it. Father, thank you for the time you had together. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for what it means to us and to each, every one of us. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for being faithful. Father, let us go out this weekend. Make sure how we spend our time with you, with our family. If you start next week again, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for each and every one of us. Bless him. Keep him in your arms. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joe. Good night, y'all. Bless y'all.
Good night.